At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame, never doubt it. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast. Brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. My website, go there, check it out. Find out all the information that you need to know about getting golf lessons from me at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona. That's where you go to check it out. All right. The PGA Tour just announced a new kind of schedule. Well, actually, they didn't announce it. They scoop it out to different writers. They got ESPN has this, okay? And they said they're going to announce it this week. Now, why would they do that? Why wouldn't you just announce it? Why do you let people know that you're going to announce it? I don't know. There must be some logic behind that. But, you know, they've got these 13 events, elevated events, they're going to call them on the PGA Tour, with these $20 million purses. And this is, of course, this is all in response to the, LIV Golf. The whole thing. It's just all in response to LIV Golf. Because LIV Golf has all these, you know, big purses and big money, signing all these players. Of course, none of the players matter because, you know, they're all has-beens. That's what everybody says. But yet they responded. And, Rory and Tiger got together with the group of, top players. And they came up with this idea, which is, you know, this has been talked about forever. Like, this is what the better players wanted forever. They wanted elevated events, elevated purses, smaller fields. Of course, they haven't announced the size of these fields, but they're going to be smaller. I mean, the top players don't want to play in tournaments where, you know, it takes 5.5 hours to play. They don't want it, and who could blame them? So these are going to be smaller fields. Some of them no cut, by the way. Playoffs, the Tour Championship, the BMW Champion, the FedEx St. Jude, these events, well, the Tour Championship's no cut. I don't think any of these tournaments have cuts. And then you got the match play, Dell Technology match play, that's another one. So there's some of these tournaments are no cut events, but they've got 13 tournaments, $20 million per person. Now, I'm going to make an assumption here. They went to these sponsors and they, you know, said, hey, you want to be an elevated event? And if you're going to be an elevated event, you got to buck up. You got to pay up. This is what the commissioner of the PGA Tour was talking about when he says, you know, we're going to, you know, the sponsors all want to help. Or, you know, they say, what can we do to help? Or, you know, well, what can we do to be one of the 13 tournaments that has the better fields? And the logic to that is we have a better field, we'll get better television ratings, and we'll get more for our money as a sponsor. And we have a better field, we'll get more people come to watch the tournament, and we'll make more money for, you know, charity or whatever. We'll be able to support the fact that we're paying more money because we're going to get more people to come to the tournament because we're going to get a better field. So that all makes sense. These tournaments, they'd previously announced the Century Tournament of Champions, the Players Championship, and then three invitations, which is the Genesis Invitational, which, of course, is at Riviera. That's Tiger Woods' tournament. It benefits his charity, and he hands out the trophies. And then they got the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill. And then you've got the Memorial Tournament, which is Jack Nicklaus's tournament. I mean, and Nicklaus talked about this the other day. He says, I mean, he's concerned about the fact that you're going to have the haves and the have-nots in terms of these tournaments. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, that's what's going to happen when, you know, this all comes about. You know, especially, you know, a year from now when they start, you know, having these elevated events. Everybody's got to play in them. All the better players got to play. And they've all, you know, said that they'll do it. And then you're going to have the extra money they're playing for. And you know, they're all going to, and they're not going to show up at these other tournaments. They're going to play these 13 events. Then they're going to play the four majors, you know, and there you go. There's your 17 events. And then they'll, you know, go play somewhere else a few events, and maybe throw in three more. They're playing 20 weeks, something like that, you know. But, well, of course, they got either the Ryder Cup or the President's Cup, so that's another week. That's 21. And then maybe they, you know, throw in an overseas event somewhere or whatever, and play a couple of, you know, tournaments they like to play or somewhere, you know, and you know, they're 22 events. So this schedule for tournament players has dramatically changed since you know, I mean, I've been in involved with the PGA Tour and with my coaching, because it, you know, back in the day it was like, you know, when I coached Mark O'Meara, I mean, he'd play like 32 tournaments a year, maybe go overseas and play a couple weeks. I mean, he'd maybe, you know, he may play like 33, 34 tournaments a year. I mean, you know, that was kind of norm. Now, you know, it's going down. Well, why do they want it to go down? I think it just boils down to the fact that they don't have to play. You know, back in the day, Byron Nelson won 11 straight tournaments. Well, guys don't play in four straight tournaments, five straight tournaments, let alone 11 straight, let alone winning them for sure. Why don't they play? Because they don't need to play, because they make so much money just playing in the events that they play. And then the theory is I'll practice hard for those events. I'll rest up. I'll be ready to go. I'll play better in those events than I'll play if I play all the time. But they wouldn't do that if they, you know, didn't know that they're going to make all this money in these events. It's just, you know what? It boils down to the money. You know, it's, you know, of course, you know, nobody likes to hear that. They don't like to hear you talk about the money. It's not about the money. It's about the trophy. You know, some things money can't buy. That's what everybody likes to say. I love when they say that. But it's just, you know what? It boils down to the money. $20 million for these elevated events. They're going to have 13 of them. And the ones that just got added are the Heritage, RBC Heritage, which, you know, now this is going to raise some eyebrows here, because that tournament is right after the Masters. And a lot of players do not like to play in a tournament after a major championship. Well, now they're going to be obligated to play in that tournament. Now, RBC, they sponsor two tournaments on the PGA Tour. They sponsor the Canadian Open, and they sponsor the RBC Heritage. Well, I'm sure they, you know, hey, you continue to sponsor two tournaments, we'll make, you know, and sign a 10-year deal or what. I'm just guessing, okay? But I'm sure there's some truth to this. You sign a big deal, or you up your purse at the one of these tournaments, you up the purse, you sign a big deal, you sign a long-term deal, we'll make one of your tournaments elevated. And you'll get the best field. Which one you want it to be? And they picked RBC Heritage. That's you know, most likely probably what happened. Maybe the tour told them, hey, it's going to be this one. It's not going to be the Canadian Open, but that's the one that they picked. Then you got the Travelers Championship, and that's it. You know, another one that is the week after the U.S. Open. So this is a big deal right here. And by the way, the next year's U.S. Open is in Los Angeles, and then you know Travelers Championship is at TPC River Highlands. It's in Cromwell, Connecticut, so all the way on the other side of the country. But players typically, you know, do not like to play for the most part. You know, some of them do. Some players like to play before a major. Most players don't play before a major, but some do. And a lot of players don't like to play right after a major. You know, they feel like, you know, it's a, you know, kind of a, you know, emotionally they're charged up for the major and they're not ready to go right back at it. They want a little break after a major. Major takes a lot out of you. It takes a lot out of you mentally. You're playing a demanding golf course with a lot of pressure, you know, typically the players would not want to play, but they're going to have to play. Not only are they going to have to play, they're going to have to do it twice. They're going to have to do it after the Masters, and they're going to have to do it after the U.S. Open. So those are two of the tournaments that got added. And then the third one is the Wells Fargo Championship. Surprise, surprise, surprise. You know, they hosted the President's Cup. And once again, it's, you know, hey, this was always going to boil down to, you know, who bucks up, who pays up, and these are the ones that paid up, and that's an elevated tournament: Wells Fargo, RBC Heritage, Travelers Championship, and the Waste Management Phoenix Open, which I was wondering if that was going to happen. I mean, I was hoping it was going to happen. I live in Scottsdale, and that tournament is phenomenal. It's, you know, I've said this all along. For, you know, people can say whatever they want, win this prestigious event, you know, on this great golf course and this and that. There's four tournaments. All the rest are exhibitions. They think the LIV Golf's an exhibition. Everything's an exhibition except for four tournaments: Masters, U.S. Open, Open Championship, and PGA. Now, if you want to throw in the players and make it a fifth major or whatever, you know, you can throw that in there if you want. Maybe there's four and a half, you know, real terms. It's like Charles Barkley always says, there's five real jobs, you know, a teacher, first responders, doctors, you know, policemen and people in the military. Okay, those are the five real jobs. Let me tell you something. There's four real tournaments. Everything else is a money making deal for the players, and it raises money for charity. And by the way, you couldn't tell me, you know, the last three winners of the RBC Heritage. You couldn't tell me the last three winners of the Phoenix Open. You probably couldn't even tell me two winners. I mean, it you don't remember. And half the time, these names change in these tournaments anyways. And then, you know, what used to be was that before it was this. And how can you keep track of all this stuff? So yeah, players love to win, but you know what? They do it and they play for money. That's what they play for. So they're playing for a lot of money, but I'm happy for the Phoenix Open. They deserve it. You know why? Because that tournament, the Thunderbirds run that tournament. That's an organization in here in Phoenix, and they run that tournament, and they do an incredible job. I mean, absolutely incredible. The amount of people that come out to that tournament, and, you know, here in Phoenix, people refer to that as the Open. You know, they say you go into the Open. They got concerts before the tournament. They got concerts during the tournament. You know, they'll put in 250,000 people will be out there on Saturday. Of course, Phoenix is hosting the Super Bowl this year. Or next year, so it's going to be just a, and it's the same week as the Waste Management Phoenix Open. That to me is an elevated tournament. I have said this for years and years and years. I've told people, I said, you know, the Phoenix Open is the model tournament, and you know why? They raise the most money for charity. They get the most amount of people out there, and you couldn't tell me who won the last two or three of them. Nobody keeps track. But that tournament is rightfully so getting an elevated status. So those are your 13 tournaments. Those are your big events, and a lot more money. Players are gonna, you know, they signed up for this. See these players are playing for a lot more money. They're getting a lot more money. They got the PIP money, which is the, you know, popularity contest money. They've got the money for these 13 tournaments, you know, the playoffs, the whole thing, the bonuses for the playoffs. They got a lot more money, and they're having to give a little bit. And what they're given is they're going to play in these 13 tournaments, and they're going to have to play after, you know, the majors. So their schedule's being set. You know, there's all this talk about, you know, independent contractors, make your own schedule. Well, so much for that. That kind of, you know, and people criticize the LIV golfers because they say, oh, you know, now you got to play at all these tournaments, and you know, you're told where you got to play. Well, it's you're told where you got to play on the PGA Tour now too. You got 17 events right there. There's not a lot of making out your schedule. You already know what your schedule is. It's those events, and you know what? A lot more money. And that's kind of what it all boils down to. It boils down to the fact that there is more money they're playing for. All right, so here's what John Rahm had to say. He said, you're elevating great events. They're all amazing golf courses, all amazing events, a lot of history, all of them. So they're worthy of it. Hilton Head and Travelers after majors, ? I'm not keen on playing after a major, but I've seen people do it. Now here's the positive spin. And I've seen people do well. So there's no reason why you can't. And the reason he says that is because he will be there. He will be there playing. Yeah, I think it's all good. I think this is where the PGA Tour. See, I think everybody's benefited from LIV Golf. You know, I mean, maybe not the sponsors of some of the tournaments haven't, but these tournaments are all coming out good. You can look at these tournaments. You can say, well, these tournaments are coming out great. They've always had a hard time getting a field. Now, they're not going to get, you know, LIV players to go play, but they're going to get the top players on the PGA Tour that are going to go play there. And all those tournaments, those special tournaments, those top 13 tournaments, you know, Dell Match Play, all of them, they're all going to get a better field for the most part, except for the playoffs. But, you know, they're going to get a better field than they've had before. Phoenix Open's going to get the best field it's had in forever. So how's that a bad thing? More money for the players, better field for those tournaments. Okay, who gets screwed on this deal? Some of these other tournaments, the ones it's really going to be have and have nots. It's going to be two tiers of tournaments on the PGA Tour. Sony Open. They're not going to do good. They're going to hope guys come play at the tournament Tournament of Champions, the Century Tournament of Champions over in Maui, and they're going to hope they go over to Honolulu and play in the Sony, and they get a couple guys over there. That's what they're going to hope for. The American Express Tournament, that used to be the Bob Hope, that used to be one of the best tournaments on the PGA Tour, and you know they got a good field. Nah, they're not going to get anything. Farmers. At Torrey Pines. See, they're going to hope their golf course will draw some players. San Diego, great golf course. We'll see. That's one that I thought, you know, could have been a elevated event. AT&T sponsors two tournaments on the PGA Tour. They sponsor the Byron Nelson, and they sponsor Pebble Beach. And those tournaments are not going to have great fields. And neither one of them. They're not going to be good. You wonder what that's going to do to their sponsorship long term. You wonder. Now, Pebble Beach is a special event, but that's a tournament that used to have great fields. Well, not anymore, for sure. Not anymore. The Honda, that's a tournament that is going to be hurting. Valspar over in Tampa, that's not good. Valero Texas Open, that tournament's never had a field anyway. Zurich, New Orleans, they do good without a field. I mean, that tournament's, you know, representative. They make a lot of money. They get a lot of people come out and watch. There's a lot of golf fans there. Colonial, the Charles Schwab, that one's out. Canadian Open, now that one's out. Rocket Mortgage, John Deere, 3M, Wyndham. You know, they're hoping guys, somebody will show up there because they're trying to make it into the FedEx Cup playoffs. That's what those last couple tournaments are hoping for. Here's one that's interesting. Genesis Scottish Open. Now, this was one of the tournaments with a big, you know, alignment, you know, the alignment with the DP World Tour, the European Tour, and the PGA Tour. And they're, you know, they were going to have this strategic alliance. And that tournament is not an elevated tournament. I wonder why. Maybe Genesis said, hey, we'll pay for one of these tournaments, one of these $20 million ones, but we're going to do it for Riviera. We're not going to do it for the Scottish Open. Scottish Open right before the Open Championship. A lot of players don't necessarily want to play before a major championship. So maybe maybe they're thinking, geez, are we going to force these guys on the PGA Tour? We're going to force them to play two tournaments after majors, and we're going to force them to play one tournament before a major. Are we going to do that? And the answer to that is no. They didn't do that. They only forced them to. But that tournament, you know, I wonder what those guys are thinking over there on that DP World Tour, that European Tour. What did they get? I can't figure it out. What did they get out of this strategic alliance with the PGA Tour? That big tournament they had, is now it's not even a big tournament. That was going to be some big thing that they got out of this. It's not even a big tournament now. Anyway, interesting. It's going to be something to watch. You're going to have the tournaments that are the haves and the tournaments that are the haves. That's going to be two tiers, really. It's almost like there's three tours now. You got that Corn Ferry, the work your way onto the PGA Tour, tournaments. Then you got these non-elevated events, and you got the elevated events and the playoffs and the majors. It's like three tours instead of two. And somewhere the European Tour fits in there, or does it? I don't know. Who knows? You know, the bottom line, there's a lot more opportunities for players all over the world now. Asian Tour, LIV Golf, all these PGA Tours, DP World Tour. You know, and I think what will happen is golf will just keep improving, and the play will keep improving because more players will have more of a chance. And at the end of the day, when everything washes out, I don't think that will necessarily be bad for anybody. I think that'll be pretty good for golf. And I actually think these changes are going to be great. I really do. I think all this noise everybody's making, I think the winner is going to be golf. I think the LIV Golf forced the PGA Tour's hand to make some good changes, and I think everything's going to get a lot better. That's my thought. Anyway, hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts, and we will talk to you soon on the Hank Any Podcast.
At
Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.